This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulullah, amma ba'd, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ayyuha al-ikhwa wa al-akhawat, fi kulli alam, nusil ilaykum hadhi risala ma'a Sheikh Khalid Yasin, wa ana Abu Umar Daghestani. فنحن فتحنا في اسطنبول مركز الإسلامي للدعوة والتبرعات والمساعدات لجميع المسلمين المحتاجين فنبلغكم ترجم
نعم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته this is your brother أبو محمد خالد ياسين الأمريكي المكي sitting with my homeboy شيخ أستاذ أبو عمر from Dagestan sending out a message to everybody in the world, brothers and sisters all over the world, wherever you are, whether you're in the street, whether you're in the jail, whether you're in the hospital, whether you're in debt, whatever your situation is, we're just sending a shout out to you from Istanbul. We're sitting here with the brothers of Dawah and the brothers who is working, mashallah, to raise money to feed the orphans around the world, and we're just thinking about you and we're giving you a shout out.
فرسالتنا لجميع المسلمين الذين أسلموا والذين كانوا من قبل في الإسلام وولدوا في الإسلام أن المسلمين الحمد لله يزدادون في كل عالم كل يوم وكل منهم يحتاجون إلى مساعدة منهم من يريد يحتاج إلى النصيحة ومنهم من يريد يحتاج إلى المال يعني ومنهم في السجن عذبوا وعوقبوا لأنهم آمنوا بالله فهم يحتاجون إلى السلام والمواصلة والمساعدة وكثير من الأيتام بعد الحرب بقيوا في العالم لا أحد يهتم بهم والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أنا وكافل اليتيم كهاتين في الجنة ولا تتركوا هذا الأجر اتقوا النار ولو بشق بالتمر
Our Ustaz Abu Umar, he said that his words is going out to all the young brothers and sisters, whether the new Muslims or the old Muslims or wherever they are in all the places in the earth, just to give you some good pieces of advice to lift up your spirit and to cultivate your mind and let you know the work that we are doing. Specifically, we're working to support the orphans. These are orphans of the people who are striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have lost their properties and lost their lives. And maybe, we know, we hope, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they are now in the belly of the green birds, flying around the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to earn some rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by raising some money, okay, raising some spirits, and taking care of these orphans. And we're just sending out this message so that you be aware of this and that you can share with us in this work that we are doing.
فرسالتنا للإخوة أن يكونوا مجتهدين في العمل في سبيل الله. ليس الكلام الإسلام هو قيل وقال. وليس إسلام كلام وليس إسلام أن يكتب في الإنترنت الإسلام هو العمل رب العالمين إنما يعد الجنة للمسلمين يقول إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ولا بد الإيمان مع العمل الصالح الإيمان فقط لا يدخل الجنة فيوم القيامة كل شيء الذي أنت تفرح به هو أعمل الصالح الذي يضع في الميزان
ما شاء الله our Sheikh he said that he just wanted to remind all of us that means remind me, remind himself, remind all the Muslims that Islam is not just a lecture. Islam is not just the internet. Islam is not just worshiping or rituals. But Islam is amal. Islam is action. That means if you're not in action, that means you are stagnant. If you are stagnant, you cannot win. And so these are just words that he's given because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, verily those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they strive in his ways, surely he's going to reward them according to the nature of their striving and the quality of their ikhlas. And he also mentioned about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said in an authentic hadith that I and the guardian of the orphans are like these two fingers and we will be in the Jannah together. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه فإذا نحن أحببنا لإخوتنا ما يحب لأنفسنا فوالله كثير من الإخوة ألوف مؤلفة لا يجد عندهم خبز ولا يجد عندهم ماء كافي فكثير منهم لا يجد حتى خيمة لاجئين في سوريا أو في كثير من الفقراء والمساكين في أفريقيا يموتون من الجوع، والله كل واحد منا يستطيع يضع دولار واحد أو 10 دولار ونجمع هذا المال، وبإذن الله نسافر مع الشيخ إلى هذه الصومالية أو أفريقيا أي بلد في المحتاجين، فنحن بأيدينا إن شاء الله نساعد وشاركونا في هذا العمل الخير إن شاء الله. فإذا كان سابقا أنت في بلدك لا تعرف ما يحدث في أفريقيا أو أي مكان عرب بلاد عربية إسلامية، فالآن مثل قرية أصبحت العالم وكل واحد يعرف مشكلة المسلمين، فرب العالم يسأل أنك كنت تعرف وما عملت شيء وما ولو دولار ولو 10 دولار ولو دعاء إن شاء الله، فكونوا إن شاء الله حريصين أن يأخذ كل الثواب، لأن واحد في زماننا يحرص أن يأخذ كل المال ويربح كثير، ولكن لا يربح ربح الحقيقي هو إن شاء الله الآخرة.
تمام. Our Sheikh mentioned the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you can be a real believer do you love for your brother what you love for yourself. And how we want to put that hadith into context is that nobody can really feel that they are expressing Islamic brotherhood while they don't have a desire or a feeling or a thought or an empathy for the people who is inside refugee camps. They don't have water, they don't have coffee, they don't have bread, they can't have fun, the children don't play. No, and even maybe there's even not people, they don't laugh. Why? Because we take these things for granted. Therefore, think about our brothers and sisters, okay, especially the yatim, whether they're in Somalia or they're in Afghanistan or they're in Syria, or wherever they may be, you know, in the earth, because they are the victims of the war or the oppression. He said, remember them. When we eat, remember them. When we sleep, remember them. When we enjoy ourselves, when we're sitting with our families. Why? Because remembering them is a part of Islam. And this is what our Sheikh is reminding you, that whether you spend a dollar or you spend a dime or you send some food or you send some clothes or you send some medicine or you make dua for them, then you are sharing with us in the ajr, and you're sharing with them also, you understand me, in their situation. And this is the nature of Islam, to share with everyone so that if they are in pain, we share some pain. And if they have a need, we fulfill that need. And this is what our Sheikh is saying, Allah, he knows best. You know, for me, I'm not Arab. I'm striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to try to learn this language just like you. And I hope that, inshallah, that my translation is at least, you know, like half-half, that it will at least benefit, and that it is representative of what the Sheikh is trying to say to us, inshallah. So this is a shout-out. You know, we're in Istanbul, and we don't know where you are when you're going to see this here, but you should know that we're making dua for you. And this is the nature of Muslims. Muslims should be making good dua for each other. You know, don't be hating. You know, y'all understand what I'm saying? Don't be hating. You know, what you should be doing all the time, either say what's good, keep quiet. You know, if you're not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. And so think about the Muslims in other places. Think outside the box. Especially think about the orphans. If you don't help them and we don't help them, who do you think is going to help them? This is what our Sheikh is trying to say to you. Again, we're coming from Istanbul. We ask Allah SWT to accept from you and accept from us all of our actions, all of our prayers, all of our ibadah. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to have mercy, okay, on all the Muslims, and also forgive us for our shortcomings. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to accept this small nasiha which we are offering to you, which is also a nasiha to ourselves. وقل قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم يا الله غفور رحيم برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك ونشهد ان لا اله الا انت ونستغفرك ونتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.